Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys, so this week in gaming, okay, let's talk about this Bloomberg, article I'm about to switch to and whatnot. Listen, I will say this much. Do I think, well, we're going to read a little bit about it and stuff like that. So, someone by the name of Omida analyst Horishi Hasashi said that the new console will launch with an 8-inch LCD display, the latest version of the Nintendo Switch OLED, which is the ones out now, the Nintendo Switch. The current one. Why am I tripping off of my words? It has a 7-inch OLED. And they're saying that the next one would be 8-inch. It's the suggestion that it's going to be revealed and unveiled in March. August or early September is when the pre-orders will go up. And it'll be released. That will also be, you know, alongside with the PS5 Pro. This is all speculation. I want, guys, I want all the information, but nobody knows what this next system's gonna be. No one. The only one who knows what this system is remotely gonna, who's gonna be, what this system is gonna be, it's gonna be Nintendo. Sorry. It's gonna be Nintendo. And I get it. We are all hungry because we want the next console to come. We need Nintendo to start the next gen. We are 7 years in. And yes, we got the Princess Peach game coming. Yes, we just released the Mario and Donkey Kong games. And we have plenty of games coming the rest of this year. But that being said, yes, we are ready. But guys, when it get released, I think that they messed up when they say that they're gonna go back to LCD. I don't think that's a smart idea. I think that the OLED model sold really well. Because when people saw it, it looks incredible. Now, the reason why I didn't buy it is because I play my Switch on the television. So, it didn't do me no good. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Now guys, listen. I know I told you guys last week. I said, I ain't gonna pick up that goddamn Power World. I'm not gonna play that shit because the fact is that if I wanted to play Pokemon, I'd go on Nintendo game. B. Bitch, I played that game, and that game is fun. It's fun. It's on Game Pass. That's where I'm playing it. I'm doing the multiplayer version? No. Because I like a personal experience with my Pokemon games. Y'all, this game is... I started it, and before I knew it, I was already 6 hours into the game. Six hours. Now, I know. What did they say? Because Nintendo pretty much said that, look guys, we know this game exists. Okay? What we are doing is we are allowing our our legal team to look at this and to see if there is a case. But look, we're not going to make our Pokemon game like this game. This is their moment. Let them shine. Right now, I think that game is sold close to 8 million. It's not very expensive. And a lot of people are playing it on the Xbox. And I hate the fact that y'all try to, like, you know, fudge those numbers. Meaning that y'all are trying to undermine what that game did. For Game Pass, that was a great find. And this was just like, what was that damn game? It was on the PlayStation Plus first. Being something. It's free now, but when they did it, it was incredible. This game, if you have Game Pass, guys, if you have Game Pass, go and download Power World. It's if you like Pokemon, if you like Minecraft. Because there are some abilities. I know they was like, oh, you ain't really got to do that. No, you want to. I was pleasantly surprised. And I look forward to upcoming content for this game. Because it's fun. Now, all isn't well in in the gaming world. Because my good friend Andy Cortez pointing out, there are a lot of people. Xbox, Microsoft has become the second ever $3 trillion company at the land of 1,900 people. A lot of people were surprised behind this. Damn, Microsoft becomes the second ever $3 trillion after Apple? It's insane. It's really insane how the fuck these companies be making all this fucking profit, but yet they are firing so many people. So many people. It's like, Exactly 1 year ago, Microsoft laid off 10,000 people across all of its divisions, including the numbers of from its game division. Reported $56.5 billion, a revenue up 13% year over year. And this week they laid off 1,900. This shit doesn't make any sense. Man, I don't know. I feel bad for those who, it's, how do I say this? Number one, game development. Game development is becoming too expensive. I'm sorry. It's becoming too expensive. And that's a lot. And not only that, people keep on screaming that they want these games, but at the end of the day, they're not buying these games. They're not. They be lucky if they break 10. They'd be lucky if they break 10. 10 million sold. I'm looking at Sony and I'm looking at Microsoft right now. They put all of this money in the development of this game and they may get 8. They make it and here's the thing. Most of them will probably make it over 5. I mean, some of them will make it over 10. But the truth of the matter is, guys, is that people will buy that game once it goes on sale. And I'm no fool. I know that they want to take physical games out of the equation. I know this. Hence what's going to be happening with Walmart. Hence what's happening already with Best Buy and the like. You see what's going on with GameStop? They're diversifying. Physical games are going to be a thing of the past because they don't want you to own these games. They want to have the control over these games over your head. They will love the games as a service. And these are going digital. That's why they're pushing Game Pass. $1,900, Jesus. And they canceled the game. That was a survival game that Blizzard was working on, and that game has been canceled. Splatoon 3 side or the DLC will be coming out in December. December 22nd, as a matter of fact. That came, like, you know, we call New Thunder Direct, but we didn't have a date. But we got the date now. What else happened? Oh, speaking of Splatoon, we don't have a confirmed date, but Nintendo did announce that Zelda and Splatoon will begin the concert, and it'll be digital. I think that this is a good thing. I'd be wanting to be going to those concerts and stuff like that. But if you can buy a $10 ticket for the digital and you can play it on your Switch, I think that would be an awesome thing for the system and for the community, because a lot of us want to be watching these concerts and stuff like that, but I don't know, some of us just can't make it, and because we're working our butts off, and this just gives us an opportunity to play this, to watch these concerts and stuff like that. But I will give you guys the release date the more that we find out. And I guess that's it. We already talked about did y'all get that snake skin on Fortnite? I know I did. I didn't get I don't like it when they be what's his name again? Raiden. I kind of wanted that skin. I like Snake, don't get me wrong, but Raiden is just, that story was interesting. But yeah, it's available now. But there's quests that you can get this the Snake skin. So try and look for that. I don't know. Darling, look, I have been playing that goddamn Power World, guys. I'm like level 17. I cannot believe this game totally took over everything for me. It's so fun to me. I think it's because I love collecting things. I beat my first boss. I didn't beat the boss of the area where I'm at right now, but I did beat my first boss, and it was the electric girl. Be honest with you, wasn't that hard? But all you gotta do is and I'm able to fly. But all you gotta do is just bring in some level 17, 18 Pokemon, and you'll do just fine. What is this I heard? Bloodborne card creator says she will scrub the branding off after Sony's reach out girl. Damn. Y'all just want. Well, this is Nintendo. This is your fault. Even when they give us a decent free card game, It just pales in comparison to Mario Kart. Mario Kart is just polished to perfection. Hogwarts Legacy will soon give all players access to the PlayStation exclusive content. Hogwarts Legacy's online PlayStation will soon gain access to the PlayStation exclusive. Oh. So they're pretty much saying that sometime in the summer, all of the PlayStation exclusive stuff will be going to the other platforms. Uh-huh. 22 million sold. It did good. It did good. Okay, guys. I guess that's it. Go and play Power World. And those are your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay. A couple of things. First thing first. Guys and girls, the Oscars nomination came out and stuff like that. A lot of people were pissed off because the movie Barbie, who was directed by two women, being Margot Robbie and Greta, made $1 billion in the theaters, beating out Oppenheimer. Okay? Look. Y'all did all of that shit. And the only one who got recognition was Ryan Gosling as Ken. Let me tell you guys something. The irony writes itself. But let's be real here. Let's be completely real. I am not paid to be a film critic, but I love films. I seen this movie. I seen clips of this movie before seeing the movie. I'm here to let you guys know one thing and one thing only. The only one that was acting in that fucking movie was Ryan Gosling playing as Ken. I am a person who enjoyed the movie, but I also recognized that the movie was very vapid. Don't get me wrong, I see the substance, but it's skin deep. And they let you know that with the nominations. Margot Robbie did not act in that movie. Margot Robbie looked cute in the movie. She looked cute. The only one that was given a performing was Ken. He gave you a range of emotions. What? In the last 30 minutes of the movie, here comes the Barbie with her shit. And kids still, stop it, guys. Now, I can tell you this much. I'm just Ken being in the music category? Now, that's just blasphemy. Come on, guys. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm just Ken? It is a good song. But not Oscar worthy nominated. No. No. I don't know if I'm going to watch the Oscars this year. And I'm going to explain to you why. I think that, just like what happened with the Grammys, that the Oscars is being a bit of, you know, well, what's popular? What would get the kids to watch? And I'm like, no, this is not a popularity contest. These are people who act, and some of them act really, really good. I'm shocked they didn't put Taraji P. Henson on this goddamn as a leading actress. I'm shocked. I wouldn't be surprised because of Oprah punk ass probably got that taken off. Fantasia didn't get it. Do you want to know who I thought that, and I saw this movie, Saltburn, how the fuck did not Barry Keoghan get this goddamn, get a nomination? That's insane to me. Insane. I hope, Coleman gets it. I hope Jeffrey Wright gets his. But yeah, out of all of that, I mean, I've seen it. I saw these nominations and I said, this is a popularity contest. This has no substance here. None. And so I'm probably not gonna watch it this year. Girl, I know y'all heard Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion. Girl came out with this song and baby, when they say a hit dog will holler, girl, Nicki is fucking spiraling because that song hit Nicki so fucking hard. Nicki, Nicki really don't like competition, guys. She really doesn't. Nicki don't want that competition. Nicki like to stay. I think the reason why Nicki pushed her album back the way it is, and it's twofold, because I'm not naive. I think that Nicki pushed her album back because she knew who was coming out, and she didn't want to be drowned out. But I also understand that it's easy to drown out a female rap artist. I understand that. And after listening to the album, it's a slow burn. I didn't care for it. I kind of still don't care for it. I do like that song, Fuck the Club Up, though. And I know that everybody likes that song, everybody, which is her album went platinum. But let's keep it a buck. Nikki does not like it when other people challenge her to push her pen. Megan Thee Stallion came out with this song, Kiss. And she was like, don't be mad at Megan, be mad at Megan's Law. That was a shot towards her husband. She's also talking about that picture that she was coming out with. Like, you know, where, you know, it was clearly Photoshopped. But here's the thing, guys. She went out to Drake talking about BBLs and stuff like that. But they be walking around here with scars, too. I don't know what that's all about. Because, you know, Miss Aubrey, she's an enigma at this point for me. But she definitely ruffled a lot of feathers and whatnot. We probably won't hear the end of this until a couple of weeks later. Nikki came out with this 6 foot, big foot, 1 foot, like, girl, when you hear it, I don't know if I can, let me see if I can find it. Because, girl, the way how Nikki did this shit, I was just like, girl, you can't be serious. Hold on. I was like, girl, you sound stupid. You sound stupid, Nikki. You didn't have it in you to come back after her. You really didn't. The Doja can't get a get her body done. Doja stole a cat. They had a video of her painting. But look. Nikki, you had your moment. You're gonna go to, you sold out your concert. You sold out your concert. I mean, you know, girl, you're winning. But from what I was listening to, I was like, girl, you sound.
So I'm not fucked this motherfucker. So you're not You let everyone just be under the bus, be thrown under the bus. You let the baby be thrown under the bus, Tori, your best friend, your mom. You better go conjure up your mother and say and apologize. That's disgusting. I said her body got as well. We ain't even gonna run down the list. We'd be here all night. However, remember, you guys chose to constantly make my family the focal point, right? And remember what I told you would happen every time? But I understand how you begged. I was trying so hard, not to pay your dumb ass no mind, because I could tell you was thirsty. You was. And I don't know if you sucked my DJ dick or not, but you was his best friend, hitting him every day. Can I get on Queen Radio? Can I get on Queen Radio? I go on live, you begging my fans. Tell her to add me.
Nikki, girl. You're gonna be all right, Nikki girl. You're gonna be just fine. But listen, I'm gonna make him sad. That woman been through too much shit to be indulging with this fucking fuck shit with these motherfucking people. God damn, y'all won't let this woman live. Nikki, you could have let this roll off the back of your motherfucking shoulders, but you didn't want that to happen. You have been going on about this shit for more than fucking 5 hours. Because you knew what the fuck she said was true. Now, what's her name again? Taylor Swift, they had an AI created a naked picture of, a topless picture of, Taylor Swift, and now everybody get their fucking arms everyone's arms is up about this shit. I said that wrong. Everyone's up in arms. Everyone's up in arms. Shit. Listen. Nobody wants to be a part of this AI shit, but let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna say something that's gonna sound fucked up, but it's the truth. Number one, we as a society is not ready for AI. Y'all know that. You have seen this with the political sphere. You've seen this with the information sphere. We're not ready for this. But see, y'all didn't care about that shit. You didn't. And now that it's out there and it's in the open, and now y'all want to quote unquote, when it comes to your information, when it comes to the government and whatnot, when it comes to policies and whatnot, oh, y'all don't care about this AI. You care, but you're not gonna make too much of a fuss. But y'all drawing the line at fucking Taylor Swift? Who the fuck cares that this bitch is topless? Who cares? Y'all knew it wasn't her. Y'all knew it. So y'all can not engage with it, but you engaging with it because it's her. It's her. Oh my God. She deserves more respect. Fuck Taylor Swift. Because if you can't do that and get that fired up and fall behind some rando that you don't care, you care that it's just her. Well, you should have been caring if it was anyone. So yeah, that pissed me off. That pissed me off. Fuck her. So what? She got titties. She has a breast. She has breasts. Okay? It's not even her. It's AI generated. Girl, what? Girl, bye. Yeah, I see Trump got an old that woman. God, there was something else I was supposed to talk about. I know it was. Charlamagne the God is also included with this Trump shit. Because, and I said this last week. I believe I said this last week. Oh, bitch, hold on. Did y'all see that Dave Chappelle fucking shit when she was going off on motherfucking Cat Williams on stage with D-Ray and Decoz, what the fuck is his name? Something Cole. So, listen. Your fans ain't gonna tell you this. D-Ray tried to tell you this when you was on stage. Number one, Dave, you look drunk. You look belligerent. You're going around here talking about it was wrong that Cat Williams said all this shit pertaining to black comics and stuff like that and his treatment of what was going on with him in the industry. You got mad talking, oh, you shouldn't be doing that and it's foul. I mean, like, you know, you just a big ass hater. No, Dave, that's not what happened. That fucking interview is past 50 right now. 50 million. And here's the real reason why your punk ass ran up on that stage and ran it the way that you did. That weekend, your special, The Dreamer, came out and it was panned. Literally, Cat Williams interview overshadowed your whole special. And that's why you're mad. Because see, everybody put a battery in your back and said that your shit was like that you the motherfucking goddamn GOAT. And a lot of motherfucking people throw that word around far too goddamn loose for my motherfucking liking. Not everybody is a goddamn GOAT. But Dave Chappelle, you have fallen off. Your jokes have literally become a punching bag for people who cannot hit back at your ass. Trans this. Girl, stop. 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 You have become a conservative comic. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sweetheart, the days of Killing Them Softly, Dave Chappelle, the days of The Chappelle Show, that person, he's gone. And I'm not taking your skills as a comic away. I still think that you are a great storyteller who have great jokes. You are great in that field. But, just that special, that weekend, man, not everybody liked that show. Not everyone liked that last special. Cat Williams literally took the air out of all comedy. Literally. Y'all have to got to come with y'all shit and being funny. Being funny is what you have to do. Step the game up. Cause all y'all doing right now is y'all giving Cat Williams ammunition. That's all you're giving him is ammunition. Get out there and be funny. But yeah, another thing that I was going back, because I'm going back to what Charlamagne the God and stuff like that. He had Vivek Ramaswamy on the Breakfast Club and stuff like that. And a lot of people are getting mad with him because he seems to be pushing this narrative about, you know, he's like, people shouldn't be voting for Biden. And I get it. No one really should be voting for him. You vote who you fucking want to. But it's like this is what's really what I am observing. People who fall in a certain fucking tax bracket tends to want to kind of save that money. And who doesn't want to save money? I mean, like, come on now. We're adults here, yeah? But he's going around here talking about Joe Biden. He's like, you know, he's just like, you know, he doesn't have no energy and stuff like that. I said, sweetheart, Joe Biden don't have to have no goddamn energy. What everybody is noticing is that right now there is a full-on threat to democracy with this man, Donald Trump, wanting to get into the office. This man is telling y'all that he wants to be a dictator. And y'all are throwing America and its democracy under the bus so that you can save a couple of bucks. That's what's going on. And I can't understand why Black people, listen, this man, y'all have to find out what they're doing. There gotta be a digestible way to explain Project 2025 to you motherfucking goddamn immigrants, let alone to you Black people. These motherfucking people will fuck your lives up. Y'all keep on focusing on Trump. Trump ain't shit. It's going to be the people who he brings on with him that you need to be scared of. Those motherfuckers want y'all back in the fields. Shit, had they had their way, shit, none of you motherfuckers will be voting. None of y'all will be voting. They are literally snatching your history out from your motherfucking hands. They are tampering with your right to fucking vote. They are keeping you out. What the fuck is it that y'all looking for? Keeping you out of neighborhoods. Girl, look. Stop listening to Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne the God is in a tax bracket where Charlemagne the God is trying to hold on to what little money he has. He doesn't understand that he's being used. He doesn't. It's okay. Let him continue to be used. Okay, guys, and with that, we're gonna close. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.